We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuel. This morning, I'll be talking with Donna Breese. She is the coordinator for the Joyful Visitation Chapter of Magnificat here in Atlanta, and I'm thrilled to have her here this morning. So, Donna, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you. Good morning, Allison. So happy to talk with you.
I am so happy to talk with you as well. I know we were speaking earlier. I had an amazing experience and time at the Last Magnificat breakfast, and I wanted to have you on so you can talk about it and inform all of those ladies out there of the gift that you all have with that wonderful ministry. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to the Magnificat ministry?
So I began attending Magnificat way back in the early 90s when the Atlanta chapter was first being formed. And I also was in a women's rosary group at the time. So Magnificat was just a natural place for me. It suited my love for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and His Blessed Mother all together. And it was just a wonderful way to meet with other women, too, and just fellowship. And then the awesome testimonies that we heard at the meals were just riveting for me. And then I myself did not really become part of the service team for our chapter until after I was asked to give my personal testimony back in 2021.
What a gift that was to share your ministry and to share your call and your experiences, you know, that led you to a greater devotion to the Holy Spirit and to be involved in that group.
It was great.
Oh, that is exciting. So what is Magnificat? And how, you know, did Mary's Magnificat in Scripture play a role in the foundation of the ministry?
Okay, so the Atlanta chapter is just one chapter of the International Magnificat ministry, which now has over 100 chapters throughout the world.
Wow.
And that was begun by a group of Catholic women back in 1981 in New Orleans. So at that time, a lot of the Catholic women were going to interdenominational outreach for women. Mm-hmm. And the Catholic women said, well, we should do something like this for Catholics. And at that time, there was just not that much for Catholic women, you know, out there. From the beginning, the new ministry, they prayerfully discerned that they were going to call it Magnificat. And then and the visitation of Mary and Elizabeth was really its inspiration from the start. You know, Mary's hymn of praise and the spirit of their encounter, full of the Holy Spirit, are at the heart of this woman-to-woman ministry to this day.
Wow.
It just seeks to generate like a lively faith in God and His action in our lives, along with a love for Mary and the church.
So what does a typical breakfast look like with the Magnificat?
So our chapter is called Joyful Visitation, and I love the name that was given to our chapter. We host four meals a year at Holy Cross in Atlanta, and you know, we welcome the women. Everyone comes in. We pray a decade of the rosary, and there's time to fellowship at the tables. And then we have a time of prayer and praise led by our music ministry. And that just helps the women open more fully to the grace of the Holy Spirit and to Jesus speaking to them. After that, there's a personal testimony by a speaker. It's usually a woman, but sometimes it can be a clergy. And how it's their Magnificat, how God has done great things in the real circumstances of their life. And these inspiring stories of God's power, you know, transforming their lives, are just like they're the highlight of the meal. And they're riveting for me. I love the stories.
You know, and at the last one that I attended, I mean, it was amazing how the message that she had, and even how she tied in different music from the past. I mean, it was just so beautiful. And it just really touched my heart. And it brought back memories of my, you know, past experiences with Magnificat and realized, wow, you know, this is a beautiful ministry for every woman, you know, no matter where they are within the church. And it even it's at Holy Cross. Many women can come from other parishes and carpool and come together to join the group because it's within the Archdiocese. They're very conveniently, you know, at Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's, I know you're going to ask me how who's invited.
Absolutely. Who should be invited?
That's right. It's not just our parish. I mean, this is an archdiocesan wide. We're the only chapter in Atlanta. So all the women, you know, from the, you know, I think our archdiocese has like 60 counties or something.
Yes.
But all of them, everyone is invited to attend. And we encourage everyone to invite their friends and their family to a meal. I mean, it shares the Catholic faith in a very welcoming way and allows women to talk openly about the Lord in a comfortable, you know, atmosphere. But at the same time, it can be a way to reach out to women who might be struggling with mm-hmm. their faith or maybe lost touch with the church or haven't been in a while, you know. And then at the same time, I'm always inviting people all the time at my parish, which happens to be Holy Cross, because it's an opportunity for any woman to grow in holiness through a deeper commitment of her life to the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we seek to do, evangelize Catholic women. I'd say, well, why do they need to be evangelized? Because many are just, you know, just going along kind of lukewarm, and we all need a boost.
Well, we all do, you know, and me, you know, I'm a single mom with three kids. I absolutely desire places that I can go to be with other women to grow spiritually, you know, and there might be moms out there that are stay-at-home moms that are just in the thick of things with cleaning and summer's here and school's out. But still, I mean, we women need to take retreats and to go and to fill ourselves and to be with other women to learn and grow. And you never know,
absolutely.
At the tables, there might be somebody next to you that's going through the same situation or is having the same struggle. Or you can share your experiences in life together. So it's about communion. It's about bringing women together for that fellowship, as well as praising God and glorifying the Lord.
That's so true. So true. It's a way that we can support each other.
Amen.
And grow together. Such a great feeling to walk away and go, wow, that was a nice morning.
Absolutely.
I want everyone to feel super welcomed and super at home there. And just feel the presence of the Lord and respond to it, you know.
Amen. Being open and responding, that's the key.
Yeah.
So, Donna, where can we learn more about the upcoming meals that are happening or more information of Magnificat and how to get in touch if we have any questions?
Okay, well, the International Magnificat Ministry has a website. It's magnificat-ministry.net. And this has the whole history of Magnificat and everything about it, and all of its chapters are there. You can search for the Atlanta chapter within that website. And then all the upcoming meals are in their calendar and then about their speakers. So anyone can find all that information online. Also, as far as the Atlanta chapter, we have our email address is joyfulvisitation@gmail.com. And you can email and I'll respond to any questions. And I can put anyone on our email list so they will get the invitations to our meals.
Oh, that's wonderful.
One more thing. Yes. Our meals are in March, May, August, and November. And usually the month before, they can check our Catholic newspaper for Atlanta, the Georgia Bulletin, and there will be information and an article about our next meal usually.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, Donna, thank you so much for being here with us today and informing us about the wonderful Catholic ministry for women called Magnificat.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison, and God bless you in your work at the Quest.
Amen. Donna Preece, she spoke about Magnificat and how this group ministers to Catholic women through spiritual growth activities, including prayer meals, Bible studies, retreats, seminars, and intercessory prayer. It's 7:29 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuel. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:21, and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.